Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
That's 30 degrees. That's the right application of 30, where I am 30-some-odd degrees in Philadelphia this morning. I'll be happy to go home to the farm and find those wonderful, balmy 20-degree temperature readings, Kenny. Tomorrow morning at this time, when I'm talking to you, it'll be with a shiver in my spine, or maybe other places. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And today, after the 17th of March, had a good St. Patrick's Day, hopefully. You ate well, a lot of green. And so with that, we launch off into another hour of conversation on Good Day. A couple of quick things. The Israeli vote, Netanyahu wins handily. Not much more to say about that unless you care to comment. And you can do that any number of ways. 888-302-3684 is always a way you can engage us with your own thoughts. And then there's facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Email to Ken or Doug at DougSteffen.com. The story that seems to have a lot of people talking today is the saga of Aaron Schock. A shocking, how many times have you heard that from any number of news people? This is a Republican congressman, I think he's about 33, 34 years old, Kenny, that is a crook and a cheat, it would seem. Is that a smooth way of putting it? No. Is he a smooth guy? Yeah. Business deals that are questionable, spending that's questionable. Who's paying for a lot of these things? So we'll have an update on that later in the hour. What I want to get started with today is something that, of course, those of you who listen to me with regularity will not find as shocking. Those of you who are new to the program may or may not know that I'm a dairy farmer. I have been around cows all of my life and expect to spend all of my life around cows in one way or another. As a farmer, people listen to me in the ag states, and they want me to stay on top of things that are important to the people listening there. And so when first thinking about Ag Day, because today is National Ag Day, National Agriculture Day, it seems to affect some people more than others, or so you would think, because the farm states focus on farming, but without the farmers and without the farm states and without farming, you're going to be awfully hungry, boys and girls. How many of you think, when you eat a meal, where that came from? How many of you, when you sit down to your breakfast today, your lunch, your dinner, wherever you're having a meal, and no matter what you're eating, unless it's candy, there is a component of American agriculture attached to what you're putting into your mouth? Farmers, and 90% of the farms are family-owned still. Yeah, there's a big problem with big ag for some people, but in this circumstance, most of the farms, even if they're big farms, are owned by some family group. So when I think about my own roots on the farm, and I think about my attention to animals in my lifetime, and think about my friend who has the produce farm, I come in an area, there's a suburban town outside of Boston, and it's been pretty, to say it's been difficult to keep a dairy farm going in a town like that is a kind of laughable understatement. But even having said that, it's been something, it's been a labor of love for me for years and years and years. And I, because of what happened this winter, shut down the dairy operation. We couldn't handle it anymore. The cows, for months, it's even today, I mean, but it's not, today's not an unlivable day, but there have been days when the temperature, or for weeks, would be consistently 20 below zero, 25 below zero, 30 below, 35 below zero, and the cows just couldn't handle it. And so, sadly, I stopped what I've been doing for quite a long time, although I always have cows around. I'm not going to have the sort of dairy operation that I used to have. And it really brings forth a problem that a lot of you are having in terms of the wild fluctuations in prices that people are getting for most of the commodities on the farm, whether it's the grains that are grown. There was, what, $8-$9 a barrel, a bushel for corn and beans a couple, 3 years ago. People buy new tractors every year. Now it's $2-$3. for the same stuff, and milk was $30 a hundredweight last year at this time, and it's now $13. And the wild fluctuation, because the government screws up everything, is causing real, not panic necessarily, but a disruption with the American family farm. And so this is a fitting day. National Ag Day is a very important day. The purpose, as outlined by the people who have put this forward, which is the Agricultural Council of America, they think that it's important for you to understand where your food comes from. The locavore movement, the core values of America built around agriculture. Even though only 2% make their living on the land now, the things that are produced feed us and feed a lot of people around the world. Do you think about that again, going back to what you put in your mouth? When you eat your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner today, think about what you're putting into your mouth. And then think about the people who are doing the work that bring you the food that you're eating. And that's why I support and encourage the kinds of things that will go around in the ag states today. But they ought to be on everybody's mind. In a moment, Paul Harvey did a fantastic job of describing the American family farmer a number of years ago. And I want you to listen to that broadcast. It's a couple of minutes long, but it really puts into perspective what the American farmer is all about. In the meantime, I want to bring you around to thinking about how your face looks this morning. Have you looked in the mirror? Got those pesky bags? And is the area under your eyes dark? Puffy? You want to fix that problem, and GenuCell is just the way to fix the problem. Here's how it works. It's so simple. It gets to the water that causes the puffiness and lines is absorbed by this serum that's called GenuCell. Developed around plant stem cell technology, it helps reduce the bags in no time at all. It works for both men and women. In fact, with its instant effect, you'll see GenuCell working in the first 12 hours. That's guaranteed or your money back. So call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262. Get rid of the problem. Those stubborn bags and the puffiness, the lines around your eyes, you cover them up with makeup. Men probably don't do that, but women do. Everybody's using GenuCell, even me. 800-543-9262. Stop letting those bags weigh down your face. 800-543-9262. Order it now, and the folks at GenuCell will double your order. Mention Doug Steffen. You get great service, and you get a great product. I'm happy to use it. You will be, too. GenuCell. To make your face look better, 800-543-9262.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online and 328 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler on American Ag Day. I said that we would listen to Paul Harvey with something that was done. I'm going to guess, Kenny, this is 20 or 25 years old. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's been that long. I remember, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've played this on the air. The Salute to the American Farmer on American Ag Day by Paul Harvey.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. I need somebody with arms strong enough to wrestle a calf and yet gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild. Somebody to call hogs, tame cantankerous machinery, come home hungry, have to wait lunch until his wife's done feeding visiting ladies, then tell the ladies to be sure and come back real soon and mean it. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, and dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then painting from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God had to have somebody willing to ride the ruts at double speed to get the hay in ahead of the rain clouds and yet stop in midfield and race to help when he sees the first smoke from a neighbor's place. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners. Somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk, and replenish the self-feeder, and finish a hard week's work with a 5-mile drive to church. Somebody who'd bail a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing. Who would laugh, and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
Paul Harvey with some thoughts. Yeah, is some of it a little bit of corn, pardon the pun. Yep, but it's a tradition that is worth our attention. At least that's the era and the aura around how I grew up. Spending my life with cows. I don't know what I would have done as a kid. Think about those of you who have not had a great family life. I didn't, and I was lucky that there were three farms right around my home, and I was fortunate over the course of my adulthood to own all three of those farms and still own two of them today. And think, when listening to Paul Harvey about the farmers and ranchers that are coming along today, many of them are not the families, the kids don't want to work so hard and they go away. And so there's a whole new breed of farmers and families coming along. Military veterans, some of the college educated, a lot of women in ag these days. And I think that's very cool as well. From the Did You Know and Do You Care miscellaneous farm fact department, did you know that there are 7,500 varieties of apples grown around the world? Did you know that?
I had no idea.
7,500 varieties of apples grown around the world. If you tried a new variety every day, it would take you 20 years to to test every one of them. Agriculture is our wisest pursuit because it will, in the end, contribute most to real wealth, good morals, and happiness. So wrote Thomas Jefferson to George Washington in 1787. So, hats off to the American farmer.
The
freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
On this date, March 18, 1967, receiving a gold record for this song was not an unusual event for the Beatles at this point in their career. They, however, when you think back at all of the great, great music that came from the 64, 65, 66, 67 years, 4 or 5 years, the recording of Penny Lane left us some interesting trivia. According to McCartney, Penny Lane is a bus roundabout in Liverpool. There is a barber shop showing photographs of every head this guy had ever had carved his notches into. It's the photos of hairstyles, that sort of thing, McCartney says. The blue suburban skies, he says it still feels like that are there. There were two different endings to the song. Radio stations got the 45 version of the song with the trumpet solo, the seven notes that we are so familiar with. The other, if you bought the record, Penny Lane at the end of the song is what you heard, a sustaining note under Ringo's cymbal, no trumpet fanfare at all. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I'd forgotten that. The B-side of that record, by the way, was Strawberry Fields Forever. It's
love
legal. Yeah, I do too. So from that, at 25 after the hour, here we have three or four excerpts from late night shows, the monologues of Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers here for a few moments.
For a charity event in May, Mitt Romney is going to box against former heavyweight champion Evander Holyfield.
Evander Holyfield, yeah.
Romney said, it's time to get my ass kicked by a different black guy. What's going on? Ted Cruz, of course, in the news. Texas Senator Ted Cruz said if elected president, he would abolish the Department of Education. But not to worry, he promised to replace it with the less expensive Bureau of Book Learning.
This is cool. Actually, Hillary Clinton was actually inducted into the Irish America Hall of Fame yesterday. Hillary said she's very proud of her Irish heritage, or her Italian heritage, or her Asian heritage. Whatever it's going to take to seal the deal with you guys. I got to get into that Oval Office. Where's there's my Spanish people. Yeah. That's right. Hillary Clinton was inducted into the Irish America Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, Hillary missed the event because they sent the invite to her work email. And it's just upsetting. It's just two devices, you see. New York City St. Patrick's Day Parade today hosted its first ever LGBT participants. Because let's face it, a parade without gays is just people walking in the street. That's all that is.
Maybe some truth to that. All right, so now it's time for us to focus on our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. This is worth the price of admission. Video features Jason and Sarah. They are siblings, live in Utah. Perform a piano duel, as a, I guess in a manner of speaking. They play a very intricate medley from Disney's movie Frozen. So when you look at the video, you'll see both of them sitting at the piano playing backwards with their hands behind their backs. Brother and sister team. I hope you will look at this video. So they're trying to get invited to play on Ellen's show, as a matter of fact. 300,000 people have seen this already. Let's see how many we can add to that. The audio is here, but you can't miss the video, right, Kenny? You have to see these two.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Very cute.
It's cute. It's warm. It's...
and they're good.
Yeah. You can tell by listening to it. So, check out Video of the Day at DougStephan.com. When you spend a little bit of time surfing around there doing the poll and that sort of thing, it's always appreciated. But you'll appreciate this. It's the first thing, actually, that you'll see, the big screen, when you click onto DougStephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com. That's what you always see first. So, check it out. The Video of the Day, these two, the brother and sister team, very talented. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Frum and Bob Schrum. Coming right up, having previously held a constitutional, will the Supreme Court really now kill Obamacare?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Bob Schrum and David Frum. Will the United States Supreme Court really overturn Obamacare so 7 million people lose their health insurance because of an ambiguous 6-word clause in a 1,000-page bill?
First, I find it incredible that the Supreme Court would rule any other way than against the people who want to challenge the law.
Upholding the law.
I think they will uphold the law.
Yeah, I agree.
And first, there's a strong bias in courts that you read statutes in ways to make sense of their purposes rather than to gut their purposes. And second, there is tremendous hesitation in the courts to strike down major social welfare legislation. They just don't do that. And I think they will be daunted. It's not their institutional role.
Well, I agree with David. I think 100%. I'm not so sure that everybody on the court will be as attentive to the law. It was pretty clear that there are at least 3 votes, I think, to throw the subsidies out from Scalia, Alito, and Clarence Thomas never says anything, but he's pretty reliable that way. The decision here fundamentally, I think, rests with Chief Justice Roberts and with Justice Anthony Kennedy.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schrum, author and MSNBC contributor, and David Frum, author and Atlantic Magazine senior editor.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
St. Paddy's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced its clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Good day. Time is 33 at the hour. Hopefully waking up to the pleasant sounds of my voice. If you consider my voice to be pleasant, that's good. And my attitude usually is pretty pleasant as well. I have a lot to be thankful for, and so do you if you think about it. I give you the opportunity to sort of reflect with me on the day, and because today is American Ag Day, I certainly have a lot to be thankful for, and you do too, whether you're a farmer or not. Again, underscoring the fact that everything you put in your mouth through the day today has some connection, most likely to American agriculture, American farmers. Think about that, will you? Today, as you're listening to us talk about some of the other things that are going on here, Netanyahu wins the Israeli vote. Back home, here's the story of Representative Aaron Schock, S-C-H-O-C-K. A lot of people, I don't have to play on this one. Shocking. Subject of controversy over the spending of taxpayer money, campaign funds, traveling, dumb enough to use Instagram. Was it Pinterest? Instagram? What got him here?
Can I guess? I think it was Instagram.
Instagram. So here's this arrogant little who's, what, 33, 34 years old, first term in Congress. He was a state rep when he was 26 or 27. State of Illinois, people that are listening around the state of Illinois, what do you think of this? 888-302-3684. Any input on social media regarding this fellow and his resignation? He resigns, actually, I think, today, if I'm not mistaken. But anybody, this is more of the same kind of stuff that happens on both sides. It's not a Republican issue. It's not a Democratic issue. This is an issue of arrogance and power and people who don't have their pants. You know, he put his underpants on backwards. That's the way I describe people who do this sort of thing. They just are so twisted around and so quickly become entitled. But spending funds for travel, even though campaign funds are very discretionary. What's the word I'm looking for? Discretionary. So you're going to waste them? You're going to use them like this? You're going to be that air? You're going to stick your... You're that stupid to put all of your travel and extravagant lifestyle on Instagram? And you don't think people are going to notice? Questions came up over the past 6 weeks. The representative said, have proven a great distraction It's made it too difficult for me to serve the people of the 18th District with the high standards they deserve. Yeah, you jerk. They didn't deserve you. But they voted for you, so maybe they do deserve you. He's that smooth? He's pretty smooth looking. Right? Isn't he? Pretty smooth. Talking. Yeah. Fast talking. So, what does it get you? At the end of the day, he'll get a job. He's been in Washington long enough, he'll survive in some way, shape, or form. And one wonders, I didn't see in any of the stuff that I'm knocking around a couple of different stories, how much money he actually had in his campaign chest. This is really the outrage. The fact that you can do pretty much anything you want with his money. This is the subtext of the story here. It may be on the surface about Aaron Schock, but it really is about our system and how now it's gotten so corrupt because you can get money as much as you want, as much as you can get from any source that you want, no matter whether it's domestic or foreign. We have corrupted. We've allowed our system to get so corrupt that these guys just basically thumb their nose at you because you wanted to support them because supposedly he or she, whoever you elected, had an idea or two or three or four that agreed with your positions on important things. But you didn't really get to know this guy because this didn't just happen. This guy's been entitled, I'm betting, most of his life. I don't know what his background is, I don't know what his family is, but you don't just pull this stuff in the last... He didn't just start acting or living this way, my guess is. So anyway, you people who think, and I know that's sort of an arrogant statement, it sounds like Limbaugh. You people, as if I was speaking down to you, and I'm not, I'm speaking to me. I'm looking at the mirror and saying, you fool, you let these people get away with this. I try to talk about it as much as I can because I have a bully pulpit. But the average person who sees this abuse, and it's the congressmen wonder why they have a 9% approval rating, is because of this kind of crap. And there's all you do is vote for more of it or allow more of it to take place. Who was it yesterday? We were talking about Kenny, somebody who had, oh, I know, it was Ted Cruz, who basically underscores this lifestyle with his approach to let's take it all. Let's get it all. Bring it all on. Get as much money as you can. Use as much as you can. And what's left over, we'll have a party. I told you the story of the congressman in Ohio that I was friendly with and knew his wife better, worked with them in my time when I was on the Heidelberg board. He had like $6 million in his war chest when his life came to an end. She got it all. Do with what she wants. That's fair. Is that right? Is that just? It's the law. So
another outrage about Aaron Schock.
Please.
If he contributed to the congressional 401k plan,
mm-hmm.
when he turns 62, he'll be getting just under $20,000 a year from us.
Okay. Well, you do with that information what you want to. I'd like to see this guy. He'll come out. He'll land on his feet because the investigation ends when he leaves office. So that's why he's leaving, because he doesn't want to have the light of day shine. But he can keep the money, do whatever he wants. He won't have to face any. The music's over. He doesn't have to face any scrutiny. Go to work in the private sector. Maybe have a nice time staying in Washington. Whatever it is, just doesn't seem right and fair. But it is what it is. All right. Any of your comments on that, Kenny? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day.
Just one so far. Excuse me. Ben says, wow, a dishonest politician in Illinois. That's new.
For those of you who haven't heard the whole story, here's a sort of a reporter's roundup on Aaron Schock.
Isn't it the fact that geo-tracking on his Instagram account actually led reporters to connect the dots between some of those more extravagant trips and how they were paid for?
How ironic is that, right? It's almost that Aaron Schock was putting it in front of everybody and saying, hey, come and get me, try and get me, whatnot. He was also in the process of this. I think he really had a grand sense of himself telling a fellow colleague of mine, haters gonna hate, essentially. That was Pence's quote when asked if it was okay to have the office for free, decorated in that way, if it was okay to put all of his staffers on these taxpayer-funded trips to things like a concert in Central Park in New York City. So Schock has resigned. As far as the special election, I got to go check Illinois election law, but that'll be fascinating one to see. Solid Republican district, though, they should be okay there as a party.
They always say, how's this going to play? Isn't it the fact?
I look at his statement. I do this, I do my resignation with a heavy heart. Saving the people of the 18th district, is serving them is the highest and greatest honor I've had in my life. You BSing. Ugh, these guys could get lost. 19 before the hour. Here's something. We're going to meet Michael Eaves in a matter of moments. He's a reporter. An update on the NFL concussion situation, the study coming back to the surface again because of the announcement from the San Francisco 49ers, Chris Borland, that he was leaving. We'll dig into that in a moment. Here's something for those of you who want answers to practical questions. How many of you are, like my daughter, having a young baby? How many of you are mothers or fathers of young children? I love Wendy Williams on her daytime program because she has such practical advice. Yesterday, one of the audience members asked her the opinions that she's getting from everybody as to how to raise her baby.
5 months ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I just put him in the crib last week, and my parents and other people are thinking that he should have stayed in the bassinet. And it really hurts my feelings, and I honestly don't know what to do at this point because everyone's giving me different opinions, and I'm the mom, and I think I'm doing a great job. So
okay, this is your first?
My first.
And what does your husband say? Your boyfriend?
Oh, my husband is on board. He's a phenomenal dad. Whatever. He actually wanted him to be in the bassinet, too, for a while.
Okay, well, I would say there's nothing wrong with you getting all hormonal and loud on everybody.
Oh, yes.
And letting them know, get the hell out. Like, I'm the mother. Oh, yes.
Do the studying. Look at all the books around my daughter's house and all the things that she's reading and studying. That woman sounds like she got her head on straight, doesn't she? And I think she's got a practical approach to it. Okay, so good for her and good for Wendy and good for the idea, good for the food for thought. Speaking of food for thought, Michael Eaves joins us to talk about Chris Borland and the concussion routine that still is very much a part of the American discussion here. And good day. It's 17 and a half for the hour.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. 10 million square feet of flooring must be reduced. That means it's your chance to get laminate for 48% off, like our thickest and best 12 millimeter with attached pad for $149. Bamboo for 33% off, like hand-scraped bamboo for $199, the lowest price of the season. Pre-finished hardwood for 38% off, like hand-scraped hickory and other hardwood styles for $299. Plus, more deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and laws number 3030.
When tasty rivalry takes a new left and right turn, I'm Risa Jill Miller. Multi-platinum artist and TV host Nick Lachey has signed on to be the spokesperson for Peanut Butter Left Twix. Lachey will be featured in new print and digital video ads where he clearly states his preference and passion for Peanut Butter Left Twix. But wait! Lachey has also agreed to represent Peanut Butter Right Twix, and will star in video and print ads that showcase his love of Peanut Butter Right Twix. Here's peanut butter lover Nick Lachey.
I originally agreed to be the spokesperson for Peanut Butter Left Twix because I'm a big fan of the rich, creamy peanut butter and crunchy cookie smothered in chocolate. So it was a bit strange to also get a call from Peanut Butter Right Twix, but it actually makes perfect sense since I love its smooth, velvety peanut butter and crunchy cookie smothered in chocolate.
Check out the Twix YouTube channel to view the new videos and pick your side of Peanut Butter Twix. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Kenny and I have Michael Eaves now with us, an Emmy Award-winning sports journalist, a sports anchor for Al Jazeera and our production staff getting along just fine. We find them very accessible. Good to have you here, Michael. Thank you. Let's talk about Chris Borland and where he might have gone prior to his realizing that his future might not be as bright if he stayed with the NFL.
In terms of his NFL career, what might he have accomplished?
Yeah, how far would he have gone from all the things that I've seen about him? He seems to have been highly regarded, well-respected, and people are pretty surprised about this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, he led the team in tackles last year as a rookie, and he missed two games during the season, and he didn't become a starter until about week 8, I believe, when Patrick Willis got hurt. And so then he moved into that role, and he really excelled. So from a career standpoint, with Patrick Willis retiring last week, he was poised to really jump off and have the career that a lot of people thought he would have coming out of the University of Wisconsin. This was not a guy who was a bench warmer, just kind of hanging on to an NFL roster. He was about to be potentially a star for a playoff contending team in San Francisco. So a lot of people can't quite understand why he would do that, because if they were in that situation, making that kind of money and about be on the verge of potentially being a star, why would you walk away from that? And I think because for a lot of people, especially who haven't played sports, they have a hard time understanding why you would walk away from that opportunity.
I don't have a hard time understanding it at all. I think he's the smartest guy that I've encountered from the NFL. Kettering, Ohio is his home. He's 24 years of age, made $420,000 in his first year playing for San Francisco. For those of you who didn't hear the news, he decided abruptly that he wasn't going to play football anymore. He quit, it would seem, Michael, because he was influenced by all the information that's available about head trauma. I mean, I think the guy's got a lot of common sense. He's making a statement here.
See, I get you. From a personal standpoint, if he felt this was right for him, then he absolutely made the right decision. It may not be the right decision for other people who choose to put themselves in a situation of risk for reward. That's their decision. They do what they want to do. But Chris felt as if it wasn't right for him. He suffered a mild concussion. He believed it wasn't diagnosed, but he felt he suffered one in training camp. And that just triggered a bunch of thoughts about how he wanted to live the rest of his life. He started doing research during the year. It was a season-long process. And he got to a point where he realized, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life because I don't know how long I can do this without seriously injuring myself.
Apparently, this happened to him when he was younger as well. He had a concussion while he was playing soccer in the eighth grade, had a concussion while he was playing football in high school, and then he had a third one during training camp last year. He consulted with former players and people that are experts in this sort of field and decided that the $3 million that he had in his contract wasn't worth it. I applaud that. I think football is a horrible, horrible sport. You may not be familiar with me or my program, Michael. I have been on this for four. I was the first national broadcaster, and I'm not a sports guy, to get onto this because I have a friend that runs it. We want to do a story, as a matter of fact, on a company in Denver called Cerescan, Cerescan. They started working for the NFL. Now they're working for the Players Association because they've done the research. They have the software to examine not only what's going on in these circumstances, but also they're doing a lot of work for former vets that have come back with all kinds of problems with their brains. This is something that is serious, not just in football, though. It's in soccer, all kinds of sports. And parents, I have said on the air consistently, if you're a parent who lets or encourages your child to play football or these other sports, you're irresponsible.
I played football growing up, and as I matured and I left the sport, I ended up playing basketball. But I thought when I got older that if I had children, I would want my son to play football at a younger age, just to toughen him up a little bit. You know, that's a male thing that you have as an athlete growing up. I've got to be tough. No, I want my little boy to play football.
You still think that? Would you still think that?
No, absolutely not. Now as I've gotten older and I've become more aware of head injuries, especially related to football, I don't want him to play at all. At all. But especially I wouldn't let him play at least until high school because his brain is still developing in your teen, in your early years.
Brainstem,
and you're not really prepared for it.
No. Michael,
not.
Thank
now,
you.
Also, I wouldn't want my son to be a boxer either for
got
the
it.
Exact same reason.
Michael Eaves from Al Jazeera here on Good Day. He's got a lot to say and happy to have him on. Thanks.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
After the hour, Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Kenny and I, Jen, I don't know where she went to. Is this baseball training? Didn't she go to the training camp?
Spring training.
Yeah. Spring training. Good for her. She and her dad went down. That'll be kind of fun. Meanwhile, I'm thinking about technology. Shelley Palmer has evidently got some kind of a bug because he was here yesterday. He wasn't here on Monday. He's not here again today. So hold a good thought for him feeling better. I'm fascinated looking. I almost became a weatherman when I was a kid in my, I think I was 24 at the time, and I was up for a gig at a station in Worcester, Massachusetts to do the weather. And I was thinking about the technology that was available to weather people then, you know, the way the screens worked and the way people would be on camera, but yet behind them is a green screen, really, and they're pointing to stuff. And now the technology that they use, these weather people use, and the TV reporters as well use the same sort of technology, fill up the whole screen with pictures of maps and where the weather systems are, and you're sort of standing on top of Atlanta. Look at this guy, where the rain is coming up and across, and it's just kind of a cool thing. We have much to be thankful for when it comes to technology, and that's really why we spend time on it every day. In a moment, the story of Microsoft and Internet Explorer. What happens next? That's next here on Good Day.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get an exclusive savings book with more than $5,000 in additional offers. Get a head start on spring cleaning with instant savings on your favorite products, like Lysol disinfecting sprays, Clorox cleaning products, OxiClean, and Bounty paper towels. Hurry into your local club to get these limited time offers before March 29th. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with the Realtor that really knew the area.
And knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
When you're ready to search for a home, start at Realtor.com. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. And be sure to work with a Realtor to help you through the process. Realtor.com and Realtors together make things happen. The Internet and browsers and us-ins who've used Internet Explorer over the year, it appears to be heading for the scrap heap. End of the line. This is a browser that has guided a lot of people. I've used it for a long time. Kenny and I were talking about this earlier, how it just doesn't work well anymore. So Microsoft is going to flip it off, as it were. I'm thinking about some of the other things like MySpace that are relics of the distant digital age that we're growing into. But this has been a staple of the Internet for a couple of decades. The Explorer brand is going to be replaced by a speedier browser codenamed Project Spartan. It will run on phones and tablets and personal computers, expressly made for the new era of mobile devices, Richie, the iPhone, the smartphone, that sort of thing. I don't think this is quite a step, though. Junking the Explorer brand is
its acceptance of the fact that it's worthless and they cannot defend against all of the hacks that have been written for it. Yeah. And they say, Uncle, we give up. We can't get ahead of the curve on this, and let's just create something from the ground up.
So our poll today at DougStefan.com asks you which Internet Explorer you use most of the time. A, Internet Explorer.
Which browser you use.
I'm sorry, what did I say? Which browser do you use? Explorer, Firefox, Google Chrome, Safari, or others? I use them all. I don't use Safari much. Once in a while I use Safari. I use Chrome probably the most. Firefox is something I use, but I still do use Internet Explorer. But
yeah, Chrome tell me Safari for me.
It's dangerous. So that's that story. Lego is reportedly looking to step up its interactive toy business beyond its Fusion sets and bring out toys that could directly compete with the Skylanders. Do you have any of that for your kids, Richie?
I guess they're talking about the robotic stuff. Sean has some little cars and stuff that he's built. It's very cool. It's very advanced, very technical.
The business last year brought $425 million to the table, so it's something worth paying attention to.
Lego's Apple gotten really big.
Extending its smartphone trade-in program to include Android and BlackBerry phones for those of you who want to get a new Apple phone.
Pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.